Hello and welcome to part four, the finale of our Easter special and anniversary special, The Passion of the Heist, where the disciples of Oily Josh are about to get what's coming to them, which is definitely going to look a little bit different for each individual involved. I would like to say, as I said in the intro to our last part, that this has now also butted up against our podcast anniversary. This marks 6 years of Pontifax, and I want to express my incredible gratitude to every single person who has listened, responded, rated, reviewed, recommended our show, sent us an email, sent us a comment. We are so proud of what we've done here, but we are also so incredibly, incredibly appreciative of the response that we've gotten, far beyond what we ever could have expected when we started this podcast. I'd also like to again express an incredible amount of gratitude and appreciation to our editor, Greg, who not only helped us bring the podcast back after the hiatus and life shift that Fry's gone through and made Passion of the Heist happen when we thought it was going to be lost forever. We really hope you've enjoyed this journey with us. It was a lot of fun to record. I'm so glad we finally got to share it. I hope you enjoy the thrilling conclusion to Passion of the Heist. You have no idea what's coming. We didn't, and it was a lot of fun. So thank you so much for being with us all this time.
I say, big mistake. And I attack.
Jesus.
So that is going to be 14 to hit on the first attack.
All right, you have hit your Lord and Savior.
Oh my god.
And that is an 11 to hit on the second attack.
You have missed your Lord and Savior.
Okay, I got one in. So that is 1d8 plus 3. I think he also gets frost, whatever. That is 4 slashing damage. Feels like it should be more, but whatever.
Add 1d8 cold damage.
Okay, so that is 5 cold damage on top of the 4.
All right, you have attacked your Lord and your Savior. He looks hurt.
Good. That was the intention.
Emotionally hurt.
A new Judah.
Judah 2. But a real Judah, because the other Judah was a fake Judah.
It's Ari's turn.
So I want to climb up the tree to make me more inaccessible to this rabbit.
The bunny is going to bite you because that's an attack of opportunity.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
13?
I'm 13.
That meets, so that hits.
Okay.
All right. Roll a constitution save.
Okay, constitution save. I want to use my Tides of Chaos to roll this save with advantage.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. Constitution save. 11 with advantage. So it's still not great.
No, so you lose a finger. Which finger would you like to lose?
Oh my god.
This is so dark.
Stinky finger.
This is bunny.
And terrifying. Then you take 7 damage.
Damn. Okay. 7 damage. Okay, perfect.
All right, now you're up the tree away from this bunny.
Yes.
It is a little dark.
Oh yeah, that's right. Still my turn. Well, I want to try and hit the bunny. Actually, I want to try and burn this rabbit. So, because I stay with my
set that rabbit on fire. Attack. Do it.
Yes. Although one probably not. That's a 18.
18 Whoa. Hits the bunny.
Okay, yes, I want to burn this rabbit too. That is, oh no, that's a 12.
Wow, this bunny is on fire. More snacks yes. if you want.
What?
More snacks well, if you
I'm
want.
Planning on eating this rabbit after, on my next turn, because I think that's all I can do, but I'm planning on eating this rabbit too.
Pontius Pilates walks 60 feet his whole turn up to this lever and stands there.
Stands at a lever?
Well, I can't
do
anything.
I thought he was come help me kill Josh.
Oh, he is. These lambs are bored of this bird and come instead to fight.
Come, lambs, help me destroy this heathen, this fight. False prophet.
They're confused. Roll a deception check.
Oh, yes.
Pretend to be one of their Remoran soldiers.
I'm not pretending. I'm legitimately betraying my Lord and Savior. And I am a Remoran soldier. So it's not really deception. Can I use persuasion? It's the same modifier anyway.
Roll whichever one.
I rolled a 5.
No, attack lamb is gonna bite you. 17 or 20.
20 hits.
15 damage from the attack lamp.
Oh no.
Okay, I'm back to being unconscious. No, not quite. Not quite. I'm looking rough again.
Well,
that would be hilarious if you got up, smacked Josh, and then a lamb put you in your place.
The lamb has basically negated the healing that Josh gave to
me. Here's another lamb.
Okay.
28 or 16.
28 hits.
16 damage.
Okay, I'm now unconscious again.
Gosh, oh no!
I'm not saving you again.
I understand.
You attacked our Lord and Savior, Josh.
I just really wish I'd rolled a good initiative this combat. It would have made so many things easier, including giving me a chance to make me the one to strike down the apostate traitor.
Well, it would probably have altered the course of my character development by making things go well in this battle.
All right, so this lamb's going to attack Josh.
Good.
Oh, dear.
25. 16 damage on Josh. Calixta.
As tempted as I am... I mean, thankfully, Banana is down, so I will shoot at one of these lambs. This one with my short bow.
Yeah, I'm currently floating face down in the water again.
21?
Yep.
And then my sneak once a turn,
yep.
Right? Okay, so that's another 14. Hi, lamb! Feel bad about it.
Do you, though?
I feel for them lambs.
All right. This rock guy is going to attack your Lord and Savior. Oh, no, he's not.
It's Rocky.
Right, that's what I thought.
Where's Claudius?
17 does hit.
It's Dwayne.
It's not Dwayne.
The Rock.
It's Rocky.
Rocky's getting canceled after this.
It's going to...
No.
For attacking
our Lord and Savior.
For attacking our Lord and Savior. So what, just lambs?
The attack lamb is going to attack your Lord and Savior.
Attack lamb.
I'm only on Gordian 2, so I don't even know what Dwayne is.
Dominique.
Well, Dominique is actually going to look over at Pontius Pilate and think, what is he doing to that lever? And like a good neighbor, he is going to cast Eldritch Blast.
State Farm is there.
At Pontius Pilate. So I get 2 bolts from that, because I just saw that I get 2 blasts, so I mess up the first time. So I'm going to roll twice.
Okay.
And that is a 17 and 10 to hit.
Both of those hit, yes.
25 damage to Pontius Pilate.
Okay, 25 damage. Ah.
And he's knocked back 20 feet.
He's not looking great.
Repelling blast invocation.
God. Boom.
He gets away from that lever.
Does he get wall damage?
I guess he does. That is a 1d6. 3 more damage. Anything else, Dominique?
I could, practice my healing light and bring back the traitor. Because, as the Messiah is also forgiving, I should also be forgiving. Because he must have been blindsided by the devil. And this is why he's acting out, because his two natures are conflicting. Because we are dualistic in nature. And so I'm going to be a kind person, and I'm going to cast Healing Light once more on Banana, because the people are trying to actively attack Josh, but I feel like since he is one of the disciples of Josh, he just needs to be brought back to the light.
Okay, how many hit points are we talking here?
You get 6 hit points back!
Yes, that is enough for me to complete the destruction of our Lord and Savior.
As a free action, I shout out, "Repent for your sins, Banana! Help the Messiah fight those enemies off!"
Banana, think of what you're doing.
I'm getting flashbacks to the Franks continually giving money to the Vikings. flashes back to that.
Am I a Frenchman and you
yes,
are a Viking?
Yes, you are the Franks. Yes. Yes.
Got to use the line.
Keep giving us money. We're just going to come back.
Yeah, Saracens are the same way.
Oh, yes, yeah, Saracens. Those Muslim invaders, they're here forever.
Forever.
And Magyars as well now.
All right. Am I up?
Yep.
No mercy for the blasphemers! And I hurl a bolt of light at the traitor.
Damn. This is such a mess.
Oh my god.
I feel like the
you know
what
these two are reminding me of? They're reminding me of the two good fairies in Sleeping Beauty.
Oh my god, and Cinderella.
Like,
yeah.
Make it red. Make it blue.
Make it pink.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Repent for your sins. No repentance for sinners.
I rolled a 23 to hit, which I assume hits, which would be 10 radiant damage, which sends him right back down into dreamy land.
I love that even in this, they are disagreeing, which, like, both of them are fighting.
I know,
fighting,
the theological differences.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, so that was my bonus action.
Yeah. We're going to cast a schism.
Then I am going to actually use one of my items. I kick off with stilts and leap 25 feet vertically and horizontally along this wall.
Mm-hmm.
So basically using this to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then the rest of my action, getting a little closer to Mr. Pilates over there.
Yes.
And then with my action, I level my crutch at him and cast another guiding bolt.
Right.
And I get 3 of those for free per long rest.
Let's see it. 19 hits him, yes. 13 damage.
All right. So there's 19 hits, 13 radiant damage, and he's still glowing with the after effect of Bolt of Light, so the next attack roll made against him before the end of my next turn has advantage.
All right. Oh, it's Oily Josh's turn.
Oh, no.
Oily Josh is going to gently cup Bonana.
Oh, he's
gonna... He's gonna bring it back.
And is going to whisper in his ear and say, please don't attack me. Why are you trying to betray me? I am your lord. I am the son of God. And I get 17 hit points back. And Oily Josh is too close, way too close. Like he's going to kiss you, but he doesn't.
I think we now have an authoritative answer for that theological argument that was just happening. So...
How does Siakos respond to this?
He also betrays the Lord.
Right, it is Banana's turn.
I tell the Lord, I say, I don't want to be part of a religion where you're all such idiots. And then I hit him again.
Banana.
So,
oh, Banana.
Am I ruining the game? I think I'm ruining the game. But, you know, I'm going to keep going.
Am I the drama?
Am I the drama?
You are the drama.
That hits.
That's a that to hit.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's a 1d8 plus 3. 6 damage on the first one. Or 6 slashing damage. And the cold damage, 6 cold damage.
12, okay.
And for my second attack, what was he looking like after that?
Oh, your lord and savior looks radiant.
Oh. So I haven't done much to him?
I mean, it doesn't seem to be phasing him, much like him being nailed to a cross.
Oh, but now I would like to use my second attack to try to grab him.
Okay.
So I'm going to roll strength.
Mm-hmm.
That's an 8. It wasn't a great roll for me.
I think Oily Josh is letting you win.
He rolled a 2. Okay. I grab him and then I hold him under the water.
Oh my god.
Oh. What is happening?
And I say, crucify this.
All right, it's Ari's turn.
Oh my god. Oh. Choices. So many choices.
Sorry, I am kind of slightly channeling the rage of a child who grew up Catholic. Just a little bit.
So right now they're both under the water, right? So I cannot really see them.
No, one is above the water.
The Lord and Savior is below the water.
The Lord and Savior.
Oh, that's right.
He's trying to drown a man.
And this injured Remoran soldier is holding him.
Right. Okay, some questions. What is Pontius Pilatus doing here in the corner? What is he feeling?
I blasted him into the corner because he's trying to hit the lever.
Okay.
And we don't know what the lever does.
Okay. It is his turn next. Okay, I'm going to go down from the tree and move as much as I can towards the lever because I want to, like, if Pontius Pilatus runs towards there again, I want to, like, be ready to hit him or something.
All right.
Is that a thing I can do?
Yeah, you can walk to the lever. As you get to it, you see that it's covered in jewels. And there's a sign next to it that explains in large letters that it's for emergencies only. Presents an extreme level of danger. Another crappier looking sign next to the one explains further that no, the lever does not open the vault, Jerry.
Classic Jerry.
Classic. So I have movement and then I have an action in addition to my movement, right?
Mm-hmm.
And am I close enough to the lever to try to pull it?
You could pull the lever if you want it.
I want to pull the lever.
Pull the lever, Kron!
Pull the lever, Kron! Is it the wrong lever?
Oh, okay. So,
Wait, you're pulling the lever?
I want to see.
I just registered that.
There's a lot of jewels and stuff. I was attracted by that.
You're just a constant array of good decisions in this
group. It's
group.
So great. Yeah, we should have been done by now, but we're going to keep going because everyone's making poor decisions. Anyway. Oh, God. All right. So you pull the lever and you hear a loud nuclear alarm.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Like a wah, wah, wah. And that goes on for a while.
Spirit is gonna repeat, is gonna mimic that sound as I keep trying to pull the lever.
The lever's been
pulled. Roll lever!
Classic first century BC technology.
What do you want your action to be?
Oh, okay, so there's an alarm and there's nothing else opened. It was just the alarm.
Yeah.
I thought maybe there would be something that opened there.
God, Jerry.
God, Jerry. So there were jewels in this lever. Can I steal those jewels?
With a little bit of finagling, you can pry some out with like a knife or something.
Okay, I want to try and steal the jewels in this lever.
All right, roll a sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand. Oh my God, that is a 20. 20 plus 26. 20 plus 6.
All right, you have definitely grabbed a ton of jewels. You have like 6 jewels.
Perfect.
As this nuclear alarm is going off.
Perfect.
Yep. It is Pontius Pilate's turn, who, instead of running back towards the lever like he was gonna do, throws a ceramic discus at you.
Oh my God. Okay. Do I...
15.
15. Oh no, it's 13, my armory class, so that
All right, so that's
hit.
15 damage as a disc smacks you in the face.
What? 15 damage?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am at, like, -2. What does this mean?
Oh, okay, well, you just go to 0 and take a nappy.
Yay! But I got jewels.
He's gonna wash his hands of this and give himself 6 hit points. And then he's going to throw a ceramic disc at Skiatos. 15?
He just wants to discuss this matter with you.
Discuss. Perfect. Bombed it.
Let's see. That is not a magical attack.
No.
Okay, then that does hit me.
Okay. 13 damage.
All right.
Disc hits you in the face.
Ow!
All right, so it is the attack lamb's turn. And they're just sort of going to sit here and wait until the Lord and Savior pops back up. Same. Calixta.
All right.
Oh, so they're not attacking me?
Nope. You're on their side.
Finally convinced them. Oh, good.
Pilot is still glowing, so an attack on him would have advantage.
Okay.
In case, there's also our Lord and Savior, of course.
Yeah, I've got to protect our Lord and Savior, and there's still a rock up. I don't want to hit Banana, because he's going through some shit. But I am going to try and take out the rock, so I'll shortbow that. And that's a 22.
Yes, that rock is hit. Yes, okay. 7 damage. Also, Josh is not incapacitated, so please roll your sneak.
Yeah.
All right. The rock is dead.
Right. That's it from me.
All right.
I mean, the rock should never have been alive in the first place, but it's a rock. Like, come on.
Look, Calixta still realizes there's a battle going on. It isn't settling personal grudges or any of this other
whoever made this,
that you got going on.
I'm going to find who made this module, and I'm going to ask them why.
Oh, I know who made that on their Reddit.
This attack lamb is also going to wait.
I'm
going
to go to Reddit. I'm going to just say why.
Why are there Caesars here?
Dominique.
I am going to cast Eldritch Blast like a normal warlock would do. And
at Pilates.
I'm going to shoot Pontius Pilate.
Pilates.
I get advantage on that.
Yes, you do.
I don't know who this Pontius Pilate y'all are talking about is.
Ooh, that hits.
That's a 22 and a nat 20.
Yep, both of those hit.
I get a 14 for the first hit.
And well, he's already dead with the first hit, so where does that second crit want to go?
I will send it to the lamb that's near Josh.
Okay.
And he's pushed back 10 feet.
All right. Push back 10 feet. Crit 2. Yeah. Okay. All right. 14.
Plus 2.
This lamb is also dead.
Oh, perfect.
Finally, we're getting somewhere.
We are.
Skiados.
We were always getting somewhere, but whether that where is helpful was debatable.
We weren't supposed to have this giant battle. And yet.
Oops.
We did.
His blood's up. He, first of all, hurls a bolt of light at the blasphemer.
Okay.
That's a 19 to hit.
Because I've denied the Lord 3 times now.
Yes, I do.
And here, once was enough for Skiados, but...
3 times.
That's 8 radiant damage.
Ah, the light! It burns! Is that it?
No.
Oh.
That was my bonus action.
Oh,
seeing if that would handle things. Then, I'm still glowing. Skiados waves his arms in the air and cries out, "Heaven's light consume you!" And I cast Moonbeam on
God.
Banano at level 3.
What does that do?
AoE, baby.
Not really. It's a 5-foot radius, so it's just...
Just me.
Just you, for now. But
for now?
I mean, you could technically hit both of them.
You can hit me and the lamb.
I do not.
He doesn't want to hit the savior.
No, him and the lamb.
You can hit me and the lamb.
So that's a DC 14 constitution saving throw. If you happen to be a shapeshifter, you are at disadvantage.
Oh.
Not a shapeshifter, so that's fine.
Good thing that's not in cotton, though.
Okay, I rolled a 14 constitution save.
So you do make it, so you take half damage here.
And how much is that?
I rolled 10 damage, 3d10, 2, 4, 4, so you take 5 damage.
Oh, okay, so I'm still alive. I'm still up.
For now, because you are still illuminated in this pillar of heavenly light.
Oh, brilliant. Okay.
Which is causing searing pain.
Ah!
And then I sort of shift back around. That is Skiados.
I'm getting very conflicting messages!
Oily Josh is going to grab onto your leg.
Oh my god.
And bite you.
Oh!
Oh!
And he's doing this under the water?
Yes.
What does he roll?
16.
He misses.
Oh.
Yep.
He misses. But he gets to do it again.
Oh.
29. Oh! So you take 31 piercing damage. And your hit point maximum is reduced by 5. And Oily Josh gets 5 hit points from that.
Oh my god.
God.
And now
yep.
He is a vampire. He talks to bats.
He is.
I was yep, right. But he is a, but we, he is evil.
But we don't know that.
Yeah. We're still
oh my
thinking
god.
You're attacking our savior.
I know I'm getting bad vibes for this weird foot fetishy fucking dark messiah.
Dark Messiah.
I have a question. Isn't this technically running water?
So, it's not natural running water.
Okay, okay.
I also have more bad news for Banana, because the movie hasn't moved from him, and when he begins his turn in it, you automatically take 3d10 more radiant damage.
Well, he's down already.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
wait,
he's already
no, wait,
two
do I take
3d10
so, at the same time as that?
Like, a second later, and I believe that's an auto-kill.
No. Yes, I'm dead. I'm dead.
Okay.
Could not move it if I wanted
to. I've taken too much damage. Turn. I'm dead. Officially.
How many health do you have?
I had, like, 6.
How much is your total high?
49, but it was reduced, so it's now 44.
All right, so you currently have 2 failed death saves because you got hit by this moonbeam.
Okay.
All right. Ari, I need you to make a death save.
I do. Roll the 20.
Oh! Oh, no!
Oh, God. All right. You have 2 failed death saves.
So that was a 1?
Critical fail.
Everybody's dying.
Everybody is dying. And this klaxon alarm is still going off.
Lights are flashing. Sheep are killing.
This attack lambs.
I do kind of find it funny how the people who jumped into the fountain are the ones who are dying.
Well,
yeah.
No, well, I anticipated this.
I mean,
I was
to me that makes exact sense.
Yep.
I anticipated being on the front lines.
Slams are coming.
We're not in the thing. We're up on the ledge.
They're still trying to come. They see.
They're gonna pull at the ledge.
What if they have spider climb?
Oh, oh god!
Lambs.
Their heads twist backwards.
All right, it's Calixta's turn.
Their eyes turn red.
Well, I'm gonna shoot at that nightmare.
We've got Vampire Jesus, so why not possess
Yeah, but we don't know that. He bit you under the water.
I'm saying anything is possible.
Yeah.
Why did he...
with my short bow?
That hits.
I'm so confused. Why did he heal me when he was just gonna bite me?
He's had enough of your...
I think he just got tired of...
He healed you to give you an extra chance, and you did not take this chance.
Yeah.
You turned him away 3 times.
I did turn him away 3 times.
Oh my god, yeah, I just noticed the thing that says vaults all the way on the right.
Great, so that's 7 damage, and then my snakes is... Oh, there it is. Another 11.
Dead lamb.
Question before you move on. With the trampoline of Turin, if I wanted to drop it, is that a full action?
Nope.
Okay, so bonus action, I'm going to drop the trampoline in case we need to get down in a hurry.
All right, it is Dominique's turn.
All right, I'll just say, hey, I can't reach because I spent too much time trying to help that blasphemer see the light.
Just get rid of the nightmare lamb.
I'm going to do what I do best, and I'm going to cast Eldritch Blast. I'm going to shoot the nightmare lamb.
Okay.
3 times.
Both of those hit the nightmare lamb.
They take 20 damage and they're knocked back.
They're dead.
20 feet. I blow it up to smithereens.
All right, we are out of initiative order for a hot second.
Yep.
I'm keeping the moonbeam in existence.
Okay.
Okay, well, I need to roll my last death save in 6 seconds, so...
Just roll it, and Oily Josh is going to get out of the water. Does someone want to heal Spirit?
Yes, I'll cast Healing Word.
Okay, I'm rolling my last death save. I'll be ready.
I am ready.
Okay. Here it is.
12.
Whoa!
You've made it. 1 success.
1 success.
2 failures.
Do I need to keep rolling?
Yep, you sure do.
Now that we're out of additional water.
Well, let's see how many heals a spirit gets first.
All right, so let's see.
4, I guess.
You heal 4 damage.
Okay, perfect.
A soft, warm glow of light shoots from Gyatos to envelop you and closes the worst of your wounds.
Okay, so I'm at 4. Right.
All right. Let's see some more death saves.
All right. Okay, well, the next one's an 18. So that's two successes, two failures.
Mm-hmm.
So my last one, if I roll this, I'll either die or come
or
back
to not
life.
Die, yeah.
Or stabilize, yeah. Okay, although you're floating in the water.
I am floating in the water.
In armor, maybe?
Let's say I'm floating face up, okay.
Let's just see how this roll goes.
Oh, you're dead. Dead.
I am now dead.
Goodbye.
Bonana. Please bury my body in the family crypt with my mother.
Bonana's body.
No, we're leaving it there.
slowly down the river.
Oh my god.
And over the water.
Wouldn't it be flowing? Alright.
Spirit will just stand with one over her hands like, no.
We didn't even have a chance to like jump down and save him. It was just bye.
Yeah.
Maybe pull that lever the other way.
The klaxon abruptly stops.
Okay.
And
that's disturbing.
You hear a crashing noise through the ceiling. And
okay.
Suddenly, a giant... I apologize to the Australian in here.
Oh, man, what is it?
Bilby appears.
Yes!
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Have I been reincarnated as a giant Bilby?
You know what? Now you have.
Yes! It's time to wreck.
Oh, good. I get to kill you again.
All right.
You know, maybe it's a good Bilby.
Oh my god,
Ben,
it's so cute.
You are in charge of the giant Bilby of Easter.
Oh my god.
The giant Bilby of Easter.
This is a dream come true. Thank you so much. I'd like to thank the Academy.
This was an unexpected plot twist.
Where did this Bilby come from?
The ceiling.
The ceiling?
Based on pulling the lever. The lever released it.
Pull the lever.
It
oh, that's
for
what
a
that
good
does.
Long while there.
Okay.
Oops.
The great Bilby of Easter. Or Eoster, I guess.
Still Easter.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see what this can do. I attack? I charge?
Does it attack? Is it here to attack bad people or
what
good
is it doing
people?
Here? No.
Do we need to roll initiative again?
Nope. Here's what happens. Josh goes, I'll take care of this, and jumps onto the Bilby and begins to bite the Bilby, and they grapple together.
Can I? Well, I guess this is not like combat
anymore.
Well,
that's theologically new.
Is it ever?
So, are you saying we must venerate the Bilby as an icon?
I guess we have to see how this plays out first.
I think I need to meditate on this.
I have no languages, so I can't tell you.
Because, you know, Josh is able to ride the Bilby, so he's no longer on the ground.
Yeah.
If the Bilby's letting him ride, does that make the Bilby wholly adjacent?
More important question, was one of our eggs on the...
yes.
Oh, yeah. No.
Well, we don't know that. Only Spirit would know that.
I mean, he kind of held up the egg and said, it is the Emperor's egg. So I feel like
yeah,
people know that the egg.
So I'm going to brush over the fight with the great Bilby after already giving it to Ben.
Thank you.
Just Josh and the Bilby are in...
A tussle.
The rest of you can go on about your business.
What kind of business would we have, aside from staring down this
way? All right,
well, look for the vault?
The vault is
I guess we should look for the vault.
Outside of the garden.
Okay.
Now, I mean, I only have two of the three eggs.
Yes, so you can see that the vault... requires you to put three eggs into something to get it open. It's a massive slab of gold-plated metal, forming a mural of entangled flowers and rabbits and baby chicks.
All right, I've got one egg. Who's got the other egg?
Doesn't Ari have another egg we can replace it for?
I have an egg, yes.
The cheech egg.
The cheap egg?
Yes, I have two ideas. Either to do that and put the cheap egg, or... I don't know if this spell would work, but I have a thing called knock where I can get an object like a door that's like closed. And it says a target that is self-shut by a mundane lock or there is Dr. Bear, it becomes a lock, unstuck, or unbarred. So I want to try and maybe to unlock it with magic.
You know what? Well, also. This doesn't say that you can't use knock. It just says that it's indestructible. So
I want to use knock.
Let's go motor on over there.
There we go. I cast knock on this door.
You do cast knock on the door, and the door opens.
Spirit is walking there defeatedly because she's sad that her friend just floated away. But at least she has jewels.
She's having the flashback of them vibing with the worm that one time.
Yes.
Most of the space in the vault is taken up by two stacks of gold bars, which are 20 by 20 by 20 feet. Along the walls are various artifacts from different cultures, encrusted with jewels and shaped out of precious metals.
Oh my god. Calixta's eyes just burst out of her head because she's like, ah, everything.
The most prominent is a 10-foot-tall statue of a bipedal hare wielding a scimitar.
So.
Oh, that is so cool.
So wait, rabbits, bilbies, and hares?
Yep.
Oh my!
Long ears all day.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Can I use my portal spyglass to create a portal so all the gold bars start going into my basket?
Yeah.
All right, do that.
All right.
I fill up as much as I can.
Are you going to fill up our baskets too?
I can totally do that.
Excellent.
I mean, I'm more interested in the artifacts than the gold.
Yeah, I want to put stuff on my basket, as many as I can.
All right, you easily get most things in your basket except for this giant 10-foot-tall statue.
Fine, I have gems, you know, that's...
I want to investigate the statue. Oh, terribly. I rolled a 10 for investigation.
It's a statue. It's just big.
Okay.
Okay, can I assist in that investigation after I finish with my portal spyglass?
Yes. And a guidance.
So what, 1d4?
Yes.
A 3, so that's a 13.
I mean, it's not a special thing. It's just too big for the basket.
Okay. Guys, I feel really embarrassed because I only just realized why they are baskets.
Basket of holding?
Yeah. I was like, why are they baskets and not bags? I know. I'm dumb.
That's fine. I mean, it took forever to realize, like, rabbits and
that
stuff.
That we were collecting eggs.
Yeah.
For our Easter special.
It took me too long to realize that as well.
Lying behind some of the stacks of gold is a 2-foot-tall fish person surrounded by half-eaten chocolate rabbits and empty jars of multivitamins. A large sack with a dollar sign printed on it sits next to him. He opens his eyes and is like, let me leave with you.
And you are?
Spirit is going to offer part of the worm that she's to last to the fish.
Oh, he loves this worm. Okay, what is his name? Anyway, it's like a portmanteau of fish and Ishmael. So it's like the fish.
Ishmael.
It's not fishmail. It's like, you know, like itchy with like a fish.
Oh, ichthy.
Ichthy. So it's like ichthmail.
Yeah, I mean, he can leave with us. Does he want to hand over that big sack with a dollar sign, though?
No, that's his.
Are you sure?
Yeah, he's sure.
I walk up to him and I ask, would you be willing to come and see the light of the great Modan and our prophet Joshua as well if you come with us?
He'll do whatever you want.
Perfect.
He's been eating candy and multivitamins and he is feeling bad.
I cast Lesser Restoration on him.
Oh, that makes him feel so much better. Thank you.
It's from the light of Modan and Joshua.
So, do you want to go out the blasted out front door? Or do you want to go out the way you came?
Does involve going underground, I think.
Yeah. Are we just going to leave Joshua and the bilby entangled in their death struggle?
He's the son of God. He should be able to help himself as well.
Yeah, but shouldn't we, like, bear witness to this meeting?
I mean, is that still going on?
That is still happening?
We're just going to shrug, like, eh.
I will absolutely snipe to help my lord and savior out.
Oh no, as you watch, the bilby snaps Josh in half.
Oh my god!
Yes!
Okay!
He has died for our sins!
Yeah! Okay!
He must be venerated as an icon.
The Bilby is visibly weaker, but it is turning its attention upon you.
Spirit will look at the Bilby and give a thumbs up. And say thank you.
So, out the blasted front door before this Bilby changes its mind about us?
If we hadn't been going for 4 hours already, I might say, yeah, sure, let's do this fight. But as it is, I think I need to go meditate on this.
Yeah, let's go through the front door. I think Spirit's gonna help.
Up the stairs and back the way we came? Through the underground?
Oh no, let's just go through the blasted door.
Yeah, I just wanted to go through the blasted door, too.
The Bilby would like to feast on the body of Pilates and the exploded lambs.
Bilby can feast on anything he wants.
On the carnage in this garden.
I guess we all have some real rethinking our lives to do.
I guess before leaving through the door, I think Spirit is gonna like get a little bit of the meat from the lambs and other adjacent stuff that was in the carnage and then leave through the door.
Sneak in and run around the Bilby and leave.
Yes.
All right, so you guys leave this vault, this treasury, and you are reveling in your spoils, and you're at the Grey Goose, and 2 days later, Josh walks in.
No!
Our Messiah is back! He's risen! For sure he is risen!
This time he has brought his own wine in a chalice, and he holds it up and claims that you have done a great job and that people will tell your story for ages. And he asks you to share his wine with them because it's full of the Holy Spirit and will grant you the power to speak any tongue.
Oh my god. Are we going to take vampire communion, guys?
As you have said, Lord, only fools gorge themselves on earthly food. But the wise content themselves with the supper of heaven. And I reach for the glass.
I'll say, why didn't you revive Banana? Where is Banana?
Banana has betrayed me and must make his judgment with my father.
I mean, fair dues.
I'll just say, no, I won't drink the wine.
All right.
Okay.
One drinking, anyone, the other two?
What are you gonna do, Dominique?
I'm thinking, I'm like, for sure he is risen, but how is he risen? I think I will not.
Whoa.
Well, this haul has made me richer than any of my previous work, and that is too tempting. And if Joshua's the idea man, I gotta follow the way he goes, so I will drink the wine.
All right, for those of you drinking the wine, I'm sorry, it gets really stupid for a second.
Okay!
Yeah.
As you take your first sip, a warm feeling develops deep inside you. Then the world around you begins to blur, eventually melding into a bright white light in all directions. You cannot see each other or anything in the tavern, but you all hear the same voice calling to you. With my help, no language shall be beyond your reach. A massive creature appears before you. It seems to be some kind of owl, but with bright glowing eyes and sleek jade feathers. But you will have to practice. And that's the end.
What?
I don't know why.
What?
I don't know why the Duolingo owl showed up.
And then the
oh my god, like the language thing? Yeah. Oh my god.
Okay, what animals did we not encounter in that adventure?
Well, I mean, that's amazing.
The word great. Bizarre has never been more apt to describe what I just experienced.
I'm gonna look at my 700-something day streak on Duolingo entirely different.
Oh, the Duolingo owl is terrifying. He sees into your soul. Yeah.
No, he's so terrifying. I think I'd rather, like, not be on his bad side than Josh's bad side.
It is true. Yeah.
Wow. Pontifex is edited by Greg Gassman. Greg is the host of the fabulous papal history podcast, Popular History, where you can also find Cardinal Numbers, Ranking the Cardinals of the Catholic Church, and coming up soon, Habemus Pointsum, where Greg and I will discuss all of the papal transitions that he loves so much. If you need to reach Greg, you can do so at popularhistory@gmail.com. Get it? It's like popular, but with an E for the popes.
If you would like to get in touch with us, you can reach us at pontifexpod@gmail.com, and we're pontifexpod on all social media platforms. If you'd like to support the show, consider subscribing to Pontifex on Patreon, checking out our research wishlist at tinyurl.com/pontifexwishlist, or making a one-time donation at paypal.me/pontifexpodcast. If you'd like to support us in other ways, rating and reviewing the show on iTunes makes a world of difference.
Yeah, probably it's not too much of an editing nightmare.
I mean, it might be, but it's going to turn out hilarious, so it'll all be worth it.